Glenn, can you just describe what this feeling is like to be 9-0?
You know, it's the longest winning streak that I've had in Calgary. That's what it is. Somebody told me that's the longest one there, but it's longest for me. No, it's real good. I mean, I thought Elliot was really good tonight. I didn't think we were as good as we needed to be. Well, we were as good as we, you know, our game there, but our power play helped us a lot. I thought Bax's line was good, but we, Elliot was sure was solid.
It wasn't perfect, like you said, but to show that resiliency, that's kind of what you're...
Yeah, we stuck with it. I think, you know, when you talk about everybody contributing, different guys, to the streak that we're on, you can speak to that. And then you can speak to, hey, our specialty teams probably won us this game and with our goaltenders. So you need something different every night to contribute, and that was the big difference in my mind.
With Dougie's presence of relief tonight, playing available.
Yeah, you know what? Dougie was in a lot of pain playing, and there was a time there we were... We were going to shut him down in the third. I thought he did a really good job. He ended up with 3 assists. He was effective, and but he played through after all the freezing and stuff. He was in some discomfort in the third. Nothing that'll keep him out, but just he could feel it. So I thought he did a great job.
What's the temperature like in the room right now? I just asked them. I mean, no one's sitting back. No one's really celebrating. They just are looking forward.
Yeah, you know, the temperature was hotter in the first. I was a little bit fired up, maybe too much in the first, and our bench was fired up a little bit in the first, and we came in after the second and thought, you know, for a team that's been as playing as well as we have, we're certainly got a lot of edge to us on the bench. We settled in after the first 5 of the second, and the mood here with the guys is good. They love to win.
Sam, to play with Jacob Trouba, is that just... emotional part of the game, or is that...
Yeah, I mean, so that's Sam's second fight in, I think, 10 or 12 games here. He won with Johansson in Nashville, and man, he's a tough kid. I thought he was engaged, and he's a competitor, and you know, he keeps doing that. He's going to get himself some room.
Glenn, have you ever been involved in this long of a win streak in your career?
Yes, I have. Yeah. Way back when, Las Vegas, a long time ago. I can't remember exactly what it was. I think it was, you're going to have to look back, Chris, and I think it was 24 games. I think it was an undefeated streak. Went a long time. But this one, obviously, at this level and with the character guys we have, it's nice. We just want to keep working away.
Is it a challenging thing, or do you even address it? I know there was some questions about that. Do you even address it at this point?
We don't talk about it at all. We don't talk about it at all. We all know it's there. But it's not really, I know the guys will talk to the media about it a little bit, and so will I, but internally, we're focused on game to game here and trying to get ourselves solidified in a playoff spot.